on page 512. Page 512. Pasuk says, V'yoymar Adam Ach Pri Latzadik. Man will say, certainly there is fruit to the tzaddik. Ach Yesh Elokim Shoiftim V'aretz. There is authority, there is law, there is justice in this world. Now this means over here, this of course refers to that after... One second. Yes, it is working. I just have to get closer to it. Wow, tikkun, we have to make over here in the world of technology. Okay, so Pasuk Yud Beis says, okay, on page 512. Okay, we have over here, we have a big ulam over here today. Welcome everyone, okay, and get the computer on. We're in the middle of Pasuk, page 512. Last Pasuk Yud Beis. The Yoimar Ach. Ach pri the yomar adam ach pri latzadik. There is a fruit. Ach yesh lekim shavtim barit. Let's take a look over here. The mitzudos David. The mitzudos David over here says pasuk yibeis v'yomar adam oz yomar kol adam. Then all mankind will say, ach soif hadavar hu asher yesh pri v'sashlum gimul latzadik. Now this version is there is fruit. Elu dvarim sh'adam oichel perosayim b'olam hazev yakerin kayem esloy l'olam haba. In this world, there's only the fruit. There's only pri. There is not the keren. A person can do good deeds. A person can be... everything a person does, the keren is only in... the principle is in the next world. In this world, the most a person can expect is the fruit. This pasuk is an incredible pasuk. It's saying over here, not just when you witness retribution. Sometimes there are a few moments, you can count them on your fingers in life, when you say to them, wow, look at that. There really is a Ribbono Shel Olam. What a miracle. Like sometimes you see certain situations, like you say, wow, unbelievable. Finally, the day has come when this person got what he deserved, both for good and for bad. Okay, how many times in life do you have that moment, wow, I've lived to see that.
I keep hearing this phrase, there is a God, thrown around casually at the littlest thing.
Say it again, there was a God?
There is a God.
There is a God thrown around?
Yeah, something happens to somebody, go, oh, there is a God.
Like this guy got what he deserved. Hey, every once in a while, you know, there are certain moments in life, wow, for good and for bad. Like you hear about miracles, shidduchim, wow. Or you hear about things, and then there are times when people, you know, they get what they deserve. It couldn't have happened to a nicer person. You hear that expression?
Yeah,
so that could not have happened. Good for him. He finally got a taste of his own medicine. Got a taste of his own medicine. He doesn't happen to have. So people. Sometimes a person says, "Look at that." Like you get an appreciation. You say, "Wow." Look at that, the Ribbono Shel Olam is keeping track, he's keeping score, and he gives each person what he deserves. But how often do you have in life a time when the person sees something, let's say, like the same type of thing, he sees an event, and you come to the conclusion, what this person got is only
a portion,
is just a dogma of what he's going to get. Like, you see, wow, the Ribbono Shel Olam is keeping track, and he's giving a person what he deserves, both for good and for bad. But I now have greater emuna that he's really going to get what he really fully deserves in the next world. This is just a taste. Well, we say that every day in davening. Elu dvarim she'adam oichel peiroi sehem bo'olam hazeh v'akeren kayem eslo l'olam haba. In this world, the most you're going to get are the peiros. You're not going to get the full dosage of reward and punishment. So when we have psukim in Tanakh, we come across, oh, look at that, the goyim, they were punished, they were wiped out. You don't have a pasuk where it says the word fruit. Now, you'll tell me, on a very simple level, pri over here means, oh, you know, they got what they deserved. The word pri in this pasuk is very significant. Now, let's just jump immediately to the Chumash Hanoch. He brings it out in a very beautiful way. The Chumash Hanoch on page 513 says, V'yoymar Adam, man will say, Ach pri latzadik, efsher, b'ma shekasa rabbeinu ho'arizal, okay, the Arizal, The Garis, now this itself is worth gold, its weight in gold, that he had a different girsa. A different girsa in the Nusach HaTfilah. If you listen to the Arizal, listen, you ever get a tape, it's very interesting to get tapes. I have a tape, a CD somewhere, I don't know where in the world it is, somewhere at home, of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Davening Ma'ariv. Someone once put a tape recorder in front of Rav Moshe Feinstein on a regular Tuesday night, middle of the night, just Tuesday night, they put a tape recorder on the table, I don't know if he knew, he didn't know, and you listen to Rav Moshe Feinstein casually daven Ma'ariv on a Tuesday night in the middle of the winter when no one is watching, no one knows what's going on. And I actually paid money for this. And it was very interesting to listen to. First of all, the way he spoke was very a Russian. It's a very different type of Chita Chadibor. I'm not used to this. I mean, people spoke to him all the time. But for the Americans who never heard him before, he had a very interesting Chita Chadibor. And you listen to him just daven, it was very fascinating to listen to him daven Ma'ariv on a regular night in the middle of the winter when no one even knows that he's davening Ma'ariv. So wouldn't it be amazing if we can get we hear this so every so often of Chaim Kanievsky. It's a little surprising. Chaim Kanievsky, his yahrzeit, it was yesterday or 2 days ago, already losing track of time, there are a lot of videos of him davening. And it's very bland. Like he doesn't, not like these Hasidic Rebbes they scream and they put on the whole show. It's like very, very, very straight, very quick, very bland. It's interesting. So if we would listen to the Arizal, could you imagine if we had a recording of the Arizal? So first of all, we would notice that he had a different girsa in the Nusach HaTfilah, in this Mishnah, and he writes it over here, the Goris Elu Dvarim. All the recordings of giving out the dollars. I mean, there are 41,000 hours worth of recordings. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, and they're fascinating what he told people. And they play it. I don't have any more. I forgot my password to my Instagram account. Lubavitch has some very, very, very good channel. If you have Instagram, they have a channel, Lubavitch, and they have incredible stuff. They put up there. These incredible clips of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, phenomenal stuff. A lot of the stuff they put up is of him giving out dollar bills and different chashuv people coming to him during that time and speak to him, and they record the conversation of what he says. My favorite one is a woman came to him with big tainus. There was a woman that was mamish harassing him. Why doesn't Mashiach come? Why don't you bring Mashiach? And she's really, really going away at him. And he was very calm, and like he basically accepted the mussar. I can't bring out in words how it was very impressive how he accepted the mussar. He didn't go like, okay, I have a solution to all problems. He let her rant, and she was good. This woman was good. She's articulate. She was going away at him, and he accepted. And he said a few things to her at the end. And then basically they said, okay, enough already. There's a long line of people here. Go on. In any event, it's very interesting. It's very interesting to go watch them. So over here, he just alludes to something very interesting there, Rizal. And look what he writes over here. Ev Shemimasha Kosav Rabbeinu HaRizal. He writes, the Goris Elu Dvar Mesha Odom Ochel Mi Pei Roi Sehem Bo'elom Hazeh. Did you ever see a Sidur your entire life that has a mem before the word Pei Roi? It's a Mishnah. Elu devadim shodim ochel, not peiroi sehem, but mi peiroi sehem ba'olam hazeh. And according to that girsa, not only does a person not receive the principle in this world, now does he not receive the principle? He does not even receive the pri. He only receives mi a mashuhu of the pri, a whole new league. Okay, we think you're not going to get the carrot, but you'll get the peros. No. You're only going to get mi peros sayem, a fraction of the peros in this world. Mi peros sayem b'olam hazeh. Diek mi peros sayem. Shemiktsas peros oichel b'olam hazeh. Ushaor ha peros. Even, forget about the principle, but even the peros, you're only going to get in the next world. L'olam haba. And he learns that's the pshat in this pasuk. V'zehu she'omar, ach pri latzadik. Ach is a mi'ut. We always have it in the Gemara. Ach is coming. The pasuk over here said, v'yoymar adam pri latzadik. Why didn't the pasuk say, man, when he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the wicked and he rewards the righteous, man should say, v'yoymar adam pri latzadik. Oh, look, there's justice in this world. Mm-hmm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps track, he keeps score, and he rewards the righteous, punishes the wicked, pri latzadik. It doesn't say that. It says, ach pri. Ach is a mi'ut. There is not even a pri for the tzaddik in this world. The amount of reward a person receives in this world is a teeny, teeny fraction of what he deserves for his good deeds. The next world is the principle, and not only that, most of the fruit is there as well. Ach pri, ach mi'ut, ritzon lomar shezehu mi'ut.
What's the second ach?
What?
What's the second ach?
Oh, so one thing at a time. So he doesn't explain. Ach yesh elokim shaftim. So I guess it's the same thing, is that you don't see justice in this world. A person, whenever you see, you know, justice is never served in this world. It, a little bit, you get a taste. Everything in this world is like a shmor. It's not even a smorgasbord. It's a little. It's like the smorgasbord for the men at a yeshivish wedding. You hear the word? The smorgasbord. That's just, you know, an appetizer for the wedding. So you go to a nice wedding. So on the women's side, they have all the good stuff. On the men's side, they have all some good stuff. Go to yeshivish wedding. On the men's side, they have nothing. Not even. They have a sponge cake from last night. So this world is like a yeshivish wedding, the smorgasbord for the men. That's what this world is like. It's me perosein b'olam hazeh. Ach miut mir ritzon la mashe zel mi miut perosh oichel ba'olam hazeh ushar ha perois la olam haba. Elu dvarm shadam ochel mi perosein b'olam hazeh. V'akeren kayem es lo olam haba. It's a little bit schwer what he's saying, because it says only the Karen is only La'olam Haba. Wait a minute, where's the rest of the Paris? If the rest of the Paris are not in this world, and it's not in La'olam Haba, so where is it? It's somewhere else. Where else? I don't know. Whatever that means. But this is what he's saying. Chayla Sanach is a very... He's saying a good vart, because it's so true. You'll never... There's no justice in this world. Never. Even when you think you see someone's getting justice, it's a fraction, it's a teeny, teeny fraction of what a person deserves, both for good and for bad. The Rishon, the Nazis, so there was justice, there was nothing. Or the Nuremberg trials, a few little people think here and there, it's a joke. Ach, yesh Elokim Shevet. Ach, there's a miut, a mashu sheba mashu, as a dogma to remind the person, there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. And I'm giving you in this world a teeny, teeny, little, teeny taste to see, to remember. There's punishment and there's reward. But you don't even have a fraction of the midah of emes, of what a person deserves for his good deeds, and the punishment for people who are evil.
I would think that this has to refer to outsiders, because... If it's among us, then we finally realized there's a God. Well, that would imply that our emunah was sorely lacking prior to that. Whereas with the goyim, it's a real revelation.
I don't understand. What do you mean? Explain. I don't understand. What do you mean? I'm missing something. Explain. Nochamo.
I'm saying that to say, you know, if among us,
if we say
we discover there is a God,
okay,
that impugns our level of emunah
before.
Now all of a sudden we realize
it's not a kasha. It's natural. You can't expect. Everyone is different. I mean, you grow in life. You grow. You had emunah before, and now when you as you mature, you get older, you see more things. You grow in emunah. It doesn't take away the emunah you had before. It doesn't have emunah. Before, you would just look like the story of Purim. Well, they were maminim, and they lech kenoises kol hayehudim. They went to daven, They went to daven during the darkest of times, and then when a miracle happened, La Yehudu Ma'aseh Simcha V'Sasad V'Ikar. Oh, wow! Doesn't take away from the fact that they Leich Kenois says Kol La Yehudim. It's different. It's a different type of emuna. Okay, so this pasuk concludes this mizmor.
You can also,
yeah.
You were saying about the niyot. You say Ach Pri the Tzadik, that there is a portion that the tzaddik is going to get, and Ach Yesh Elokim Shifat.
There's a portion of mishpat, right?
You think they're getting slaughtered now?
They get nothing.
Get down to Gehenna.
They're not even getting in this world a pri of what they deserve. But Hashem does in this world give us a dogma. Hashem at times he shows the world, look, there's reward. Look at the tzaddik. Look, he has nachas. He has blessing. Look at the rasha, he was punished. Yeah. Is the punishment that the rasha is receiving, is the nachas the tzaddik is receiving, is that even a fruit? No. We in our nusach tefillah we read Elul Devam Shadim Ochel Peiros. Same, yeah, you're getting the Peiros. No, according to the Chaimis Anach Lechida, you're not even getting in this world the Peiros. You're getting over here in this world a mashahu of the pre. And he says, look at the pasuk, Vayoymer Adamin. When he sees reward and punishment in this world, it's only the ach pre, a mashahu of the fruit la tzadik. And with regard to the mishpat, Elokim is justice. This ach. There's a mashuhu of mishpat in this world, yesh Elokim shoftim aretz. But the real mishpat comes in the next world. Okay, it's novel. The pasuk itself is a chiddush, is because the pasuk, if you just said the word pri, wow, person to have the appreciation that in this world you get the pri and there's more to come. And then a next level, another layer of interpretation is you're not even getting the pre in this world. You're only getting a taste of the pre, an ach pre. There's the ach yesh Elokim shoftim ba'aretz. Only a mashahu of the mishpat. Now let's look at Rashi. Rashi, yeah. Rav Kalman, 1 second. I'm Chol's talking. Rav Kalman, 1 second. Rav Kalman, 1 second. I'm Chol's saying, yeah, Rav Kalman, yeah. Right. That's Rav Tzadik HaKohen.
That's correct.
Rav Tzadik HaKohen is it. Rav Kalman, what were you saying? Rav Kalman?
The Pasuk starts with Veyomar. It means that it is connection to the previous.
Right.
The previous Pasuk, they said, the Yismach Tzadik Ki Chazah Nakam. That's the Sachar, the Pri, Shuhu Chazah. He saw the Nakam Barasha. That's why he's happy. And then he says, Ach, it's a kitzur shel achem. Really, nachon. Ach, achem yesh pri latzadik, the simcha.
The simcha is the comprehension. Is the comprehension. The reason why it's only called an ach pri is because he's not even, the tzaddik is not even getting anything in this world. But he has the reward, the taste of the reward is that he's able to comprehend. The comprehension, you live to see it. What do I get out of it? I get nothing. Money, my bank account is the same, it's even less. I have to pay money to go watch the show. But at least I have the pleasure of I live to see this. You hear what people they are. Oh, I want to make it another couple of days. I'm able to see. I remember, yes, you told me this story. I remember, I tell all the stories that you had a bottle of Boston Yoshali. He was 99 years old and he was healthy. He was walking and he came to shul. Everything was fine. And then came Corona and Corona killed him. And
they put him in he just fell in his apartment, so they said to go to a home just for a couple of weeks for rehabilitation.
And they killed him. Corona.
He got a week after he was there. He got Corona, and I went to visit him a couple of times. And then I saw the first time he was all right. Then all of a sudden he was in oxygen. I said, "What's the
matter?" They killed him.
A few days later, he was dead.
And you told me that he told him before this whole thing started. You told me he said, "I want to live." To see my 100th birthday,
right.
The hana of being, oh, I'm 99. I want to make it to 100. Before I leave this world, I could see myself being 100 years old. And along came Corona and took that hana away from him. So there's a certain hana. So let's say he would have made it to 100. So what do you get out of it? What do you get? Well, you get more money. You get another social security check.
No, you get a
letter from the president.
You have a president.
He doesn't even. Well, so many people live to 100, they made it on the insurance policy now. You get paid double if you live to 100.
used to be that way. Yes,
double
bond. If you have a $100,000 policy, you get $200. If you make it to $100, but they changed it now to $110.
Now,
who does this for a living?
Wow.
They changed the policies now to $110 because there's over 250,000 people in the United States that are 100 years old.
Wow.
And they have insurance policies.
And Social Security goes around with checking to make sure you're still alive.
Still alive. Someone's not in someone's refrigerator.
When they instilled the law of 65, the life expectancy was 66. So they thought they wouldn't have to pay. You know, you retired and you died.
It's Ari Chasyamim. Fascinating, very. But this example, I remember you told me, the person said to you, told me this, I want to live to 100. So let's say he would have lived to 100. So what do you get out of it? But you tell him you're getting money for it. Okay, put aside the money. Make believe there is no money. There's just a hana of, I want to live to see my great, I want to go to my great grandson's wedding. I want to go to my great grandchild's wedding. There's a hana, as Rav Kalman is saying, very good. There's a hana in life that does not include any monetary award, just a simple hana of chozo, a hana of being aware of reaching a certain critical moment. That's a pleasure. The Mishnah says when you're 100, ki'ilu meis. It says in the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, ki'ilu meis. Ki'ilu meis, as if you're dead. What does that mean? Today, people are 100, very, very insulted, you say that to them. Okay, you tell a woman after 50 years old, right? I don't know what I'm talking about. The guy lost his job because of that. This anchor on, I think, CNN, he said last week, he says that a woman after 50 years old is no longer in her prime. No, he said 50. He said after.
No, he said 30s.
After 30, 40s. So the woman that was in front of her, she was so, the woman right in front of her, eyes were popping out when he said that. There were two women with him.
He said that because he believes in men. He doesn't believe in men.
And then he was basically fired.
He was with his boyfriend.
That's it. He was fired. He was fired. Finished.
What he said was, any woman that lives after 50, it's a crime. That's what he said.
That's what he said. He was sent to a day of re-education.
Okay, Vayomer others listen. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi. So we went out of order. We did the mitzvahs. Let's read the mitzvahs.
By the way, they had they discovered with the Hubble telescope. I mean, not the Hubble, but different telescopes. They thought they found the beginning of the world.
Yeah.
Science,
yeah.
And they're going back, and they thought they were approximately 100,000 miles away from creation with the first.
Yeah, star. Yeah.
They just found a whole new slew of fully formed galaxies, which throws everything that they ever said into doubt, and they said they're totally confused. They don't have a clue anymore. This is two weeks ago.
It's hard to believe that.
Right now, that means the Earth is. They're beginning to think that when the Earth was created, it was already fully formed the way it is. Nothing changed. Because, you know, they go back to when there were fewer galaxies. And now they found a whole slew of new galaxies that are fully formed, and they don't know what to think.
They'll never admit that
answer,
they don't know.
But they finally see such now, they ain't got a clue.
Tachlis hadiyah sheneda sheloi neda. The purpose of knowledge, but the scientists, they know everything. They know everything. They'll never admit anything.
It's in the science times. They said they just totally flummoxed and they have nothing to, they just don't know what to say.
The New York Times knows everything.
No, this is science of the time.
Halavai, they should come to the
academic. The scientists are flummoxed.
The what?
They don't know.
Halavai, they should admit they don't know something. It's hard to believe that they would admit they don't know.
They
know something, they have a new version.
A new thing that they totally just have no idea what to say. They can't comment. It throws everything.
Okay, let's go back. Okay, so this is what we went out of. We went to the Chumash Hanukkah. It's so beautiful, the Chumash Hanukkah. Let's read the Mitzvah stuff one more time. Because of clarity in the Shudashal Mikra. Now that you have the Drush, now we can go to the Pshat. What's the Pshat? Mitzvah stuff on page 4, 5, 12. V'yoymar Adam, Oz yoymar kol Adam, Ach soif adavar hu asher yesh pri. Soif davar hakol nishma. What's the takeaway? What is the takeaway out of life? When you go through life, what do you learn about life? You learn is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping score. And there is, Yesh pri v'sashlum gemul. Pri over here, according to the Pshutoi Shal Mikra, means there is gemul. There is payback. Payback for good, payback for bad. Gemul la tzadik. There is reward for the tzadik. V'yesh elokim shayftim l'shvoit es harasha kirish osoy. And there is punishment for the wicked. V'yim yetiv loy birei shisoy. And if a tzaddik is good, if Hashem is good, Hashem bestows blessing on a tzaddik in the beginning, in his early life, a person should have confidence and emunah, the end will come when he will receive his punishment. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'yomar Adam ach pri latzadik v'oz yomru habriyos vaday." You see, ach. Look how the word Rashi. Rashi has a very interesting translation for the word ach. We like to translate the word ach. Ach means. It's really what it means. It means vaday. It is certain. Okay. The chaimes anach the chida the drush. Ach means it means a miut, a little bit. It's a miut. That's a drush. The pshutish al mikra means ach. It is certain.
Ach tov v'chesed.
Ach tov v'chesed. Ach there means only. See, ach there. I mean, it means many things obviously, but there I think in many people's minds, ach tov v'chesed. You're the funi kol yimei chayai. I think most people in their minds they translate it as only. Ach v'rak. Nothing but this. Ach only.
Actually, the standard translation, Goyish translation, is surely.
Surely. Okay, very good. It's another translation. It's a whole new mahalach. It's similar to what Rashi says here. Rashi says, Vada, it is certain. It is certain. It is absolute. Surely is pretty much along those same lines.
Right, sure.
Ach, Vada, Noach. Vayishoer ach noyach. What does it mean over there?
Only
Noach and what else is saying? This family and all the animals. And what a chazal, what does Rashi on the pasuk there say? Ach means it's a drasha, it's not the pshut shel mikra. He was coughing up blood. Ach, there was blood coming. It was tsar. Basically, ach means an expression of moaning and groaning. What does it say? Vihoyisa. Ach sameach. What does that mean? Ach sameach. Only joy. Ach is there. What a chazal darshin. Until now, you had the mitzvah of sukkah, and the mitzvah of dalad minim, and three mitzvahs, and joy. There was a mitzvah of esmach bechagecha, and there was a mitzvah of basukas teishvu shivas yamim, and there was a mitzvah to take the lulav and eshrog in the Beis Hamikdash, because for the people, you only take the lulav and eshrog on the first day of sukkahs. But in the Beis Hamikdash, you take the lulav and eshrog all 7 days. Now it's Shmini Atzeres. V'hoyisa, ach sameach. Drop out. The other two items, lulav and eshrog in the Mikdash, sukkah, away. Arois. What do you have left?
Simcha.
Only simcha. You're leaving over. So there it doesn't mean only. There it means you have to know the context. What do we have? Until now we have three things. Now two things go away. We're only left with one. Ach. And Noach was coughing and moaning and groaning. A lot of the Mefarsh. Ach, very excellent. Achashverosh, but there it's a chesto, it's not a chof. It's a different. They were mourning and groaning. You're saying very good, because Chazal say, Ach Sameach, the letter, it's a similarity. Ach Noach, Chazal say, they say the same thing, basically. They say that he was moaning and groaning, spitting up blood. It's an expression of tsar. But when it comes to Achashverosh, when he became the king, the world came to an end.
That's exactly what I said.
So what's going on? So there's a similarity in the phonetic. Okay, those are interchange the letters. So okay, here it's a good question. There it's a different letter. Okay, what we hear in this context, the way Rashi learns, Rashi has a different flavor. It's not only, we're not leaving over, but v'yoymar adam ach pri latzadik vaday. The oz yamru habriyos, mankind will declare.
The Gemara, by the way, yes, that is a kasha, because the Gemara says,
Ach, the rabbis.
I just told you the Gro. I told you the Gro. Right. That's what I told you.
So the Gro answers that the Ach is a biyut because Ach and Barak and the Yud.
Right. The shot that I told you, so the pasuk is the Gro.
The Gro says, yeah.
There were three things until now.
The other thing,
that's exactly what we just said. There were three things until now, and two of them forward. That's the Gro, right? The translation was the Gro. The Oz Yoimu Habuyos Vadai. Ach means certainly. Ach here in this context means certainly. Yesh Peiros V'Sashlum Socha B'Masei HaTzadikim, that Hashem rewards and gives Peiros and Tashlum Socha B'Masei HaTzadikim Shenoka HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikmosam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he exacts their revenge. V'Hayisa Ach Sameach. Okay, you take this. And Shmini Atzeres is a dogma of the Jewish, the dogma of basically like this pasuk, Ach Pri Latzadik, is that now is the time when there is a clarification. There is emes. It's clear that there is reward for the tzaddikim. Okay, next Yesh. Next Rashi. Next Yesh Elokim Dayon V'Shoyfet Rishon Baruch Hu. He is the judge of the wicked in this world. All right. So that concludes the Rashi. I think. That should be, okay, we'll leave it with that. We'll look over here in Radak. What does Radak say? No, we'll leave it. So this pretty much concludes this Mizmar, and now we'll just briefly begin the next Mizmar. The next Mizmar, to a degree, is...